Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Hey, Danny, how are you?
I'm great. How about you?
Excellent.
Oh, fantastic. Danny, what are you up to today?
Just driving to work.
Yeah? Do you have anything going on later that you're looking forward to?
Just spending time with my kids.
Oh, I love that. How many do you have?
I have two and one on the way.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. How old are they?
7 and 4.
Man. Three is a lot.
When is the one on the way due?
February.
Oh, sweet. Oh, see, this will be great. Yeah.
Yeah, right around the corner.
Are you going to be done after this, or are there more coming?
Oh, she said we're done.
Yeah, would you have more if it were up to you?
No, I'm good with what I got.
You're good?
Yeah.
You feel fulfilled? All right, so this is what we're going to do. You know how this game works, right? You're going to have 30 seconds to answer 10 questions that begin with the letter of the day that Jeff's about to reveal. Don't repeat any of your answers, and the trick to winning this thing is you've got to pass quickly, okay?
Yep.
All right.
All right. So today you have the letter W.
W.
Oh. Right on.
Okay.
W. However, you also get one free pass.
Oh, nice. Ooh.
So you only have to answer 9 questions in 30 seconds to win $1,000.
Westside, nice. Wyoming, Westwood, Western Hills.
Water. Wicked.
Well, I'll try. You know how this game usually goes. So.
Yeah.
Watermelon.
Dude, I think you're going to do great. We're really channeling this.
Wonder Woman.
Walter. Get your Spidey sense going and let's channel W.
Feel free to use any of those.
All right.
You got this. Go, Danny.
Putting 30 seconds on the clock.
Grand for the new kid. Here we go.
Here we go. All right. With the letter W, name something you do with friends.
Walk down the street.
A bad habit.
Pass.
Something red.
A water balloon.
A paper product.
Pass.
A job.
Waterworks.
A name.
William.
Something in a box.
Waffles.
A country.
Wales.
A vegetable.
Pass.
You were doing really good.
You did great.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the answers you came up with were good.
I was trying. It's a tough game to play.
Tough game.
Plus, what would a veggie be with a W? That was hard. Is there even one?
Watercress.
I would have been my free pass if I could have got back around.
Oh, but, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A bad habit with a W.
Mm. Waterboarding.
Yeah, I said a lot of water.
Yeah.
I need to kick that waterboarding habit.
I know.
I don't know.
Weed.
Weed, wakeboarding.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
I mean, you really could do any. That's, yeah.
Possibilities are endless.
Yeah. Nice try, though, bud.
Yeah, Danny, we'll do it again tomorrow, 8:20, on or about.
Sweet.
All right.
Unless we get into a discussion about feminine hygiene products.
Yeah.
And good luck with your baby.
Yeah.
Yes, congrats.
Take it easy. Cincinnati's Q102, Jeff and Jen, it's 8:35, mostly sunny today. We'll see high around 42. Right now, it's 24. We had a great dinner last night. We had our annual, call it a Christmas dinner gathering, Christmas gathering. And this is where the four of us, including our program director, Patty Marshall, who's, kind of the brains and the most supportive force behind Jeff and Jen Morning Show, we all get together, have a great dinner.
We have
sort of our Christmas present to ourselves.
On our Q102 Facebook page, there's a lovely picture of us at the table after we've eaten.
Yeah, 4 out of 5 of those pics are great.
Picture of Tim and his readers and then us leaving the restaurant. So there's some good stuff there. If you want to check it out, Q102 Facebook page.
Jen secretly snapped a pic of me using my readers, which were a Christmas gift by Patty this year because it's a dark setting in there.
Did they help?
They sure did. It was like the Wizard of Oz just turned color.
Well, what I love is the string. Around the I think that's the perfect accessory
handle.
To the readers. Yeah.
I was telling Tim last night when I was in elementary school, we used to have our librarian's name was Mrs. Ackley, and that's what it reminded me of immediately when he pulled the string out on his glasses.
What's funny, too, in this group picture, because I just happened to have it pulled up, is Tim and I both have our chins resting on our hands.
Hell yeah,
like
we
a
do.
Bad senior picture.
To hold your fat
holding,
back.
Holding my yeah. jowls up.
We're no dummies.
So I got to tell you, when I got home from dinner, just kind of watching a little TV, and then I was like, all right, I'm going to hit the hay. And I got into bed, set the alarm, and when I went to put the alarm on my phone, I noticed I had some sort of notification. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't know what that app is. What is that app? I don't ever get notifications from that app. And so I look, and it was Venmo.
Venmo.
I don't know if...
Oh, yay, I remember. Okay, I know where this is going.
I don't know if y'all remember, but you had been pushing, not necessarily pushing me, but hey, Tim, you should get Venmo. It's very easy. You know, we buy lotto tickets and it's just easy. No one has cash. So get this Venmo app so you can like trade money back and forth. So I get the Venmo app because at the time we were renovating this house in Mount Washington and one of the guys we had working for us preferred Venmo. And I was like, okay, well, Fritch has been telling me to do it. Chris has been telling me to do it. I got to pay this guy. He wants, I'll get it. I'll freaking get it. So I get the Venmo app and I ask the guy, Dave, who I owe money, $350. Dave, what's your name on Venmo? And he tells me and I send him $350. And then he tells me the next day that he never got it because he sent me the wrong screen name.
Oh, no.
So some guy in California got $350.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, right. And there was no way to undo it.
And with
correct?
Venmo, their advice is to just ask them for it back.
Oh, mm-hmm. There's no recourse other
there
than...
There is. There's more steps, but they won't go to the next steps until you...
Contact the set.
First
contact
go settle,
politely yeah. ask him to return
correct.
It.
Correct. And so I just was like, screw it. This guy never replied. I'm never going to see that money again. I honestly don't want to go through the hoops of figuring this out. Just that was my lesson in Venmo.
When did you send that money?
November 19th, 2019.
Oh, a long time
wow.
ago.
Wow.
And it's also my birthday,
while,
so like
yeah.
happy birthday to me. I just gave away $350 to a stranger.
Wow.
What and you
present.
Got it back?
Last night, he sent me a message and said, hey, are you still on Venmo? I haven't been on in a year. I thought this was a scam, but I just wanted to check with you. And I was like, no, it was my first day, and I just messed it up, and the guy gave me the wrong screen name. He's like, all right, happy new year. I'll send your money back. So last
oh,
night, I got my $350
nice.
Bucks back.
That's oh, great.
That's pretty cool.
That has either been weighing on his conscience, or he really needed the money at the time. You know,
or
you,
maybe he hadn't been on there.
So
I mean,
you think
yeah.
that $350 was just sitting in his inbox the whole time, and he never transferred
yeah,
it?
Yeah, easily, because if he's not getting alerts, if he doesn't have it set to alert him when he
sure.
gets money, he would have no idea unless he it's opened that there. App.
Yeah.
So nothing goes into your bank account until you do the transfer?
Right. You
correct.
Have to,
it just
yeah.
sits in like your Venmo
the,
pot.
Wow.
Yeah.
Isn't that hilarious? Well,
that's
good
great.
For you. What so, are you going to spend it on?
Nothing. I'm going to wait there yeah. until next time Jeff or Fritch or you say we need money
need
for some
money?
Special thing. And
we
then I'll
do
be like,
need money, though, because this lottery discussion has continued to grow. The Powerball and the Mega Millions are over a billion. They're like 900 million or something now.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Collectively.
Oh.
Like one of them is five something. One of them's whatever. One of them
six
draws
something.
Tonight. One of them draws tomorrow. I think we've decided we're going to go the Powerball route.
Jeez.
Okay.
And so it's the four of us and our boss now has joined in.
Yeah, she's in now. She said,
she's
you
like,
guys can't do this without him. Yeah.
Back here. I told her Jeff was said he was going to take care of her, so it's fine. But yeah, so we're going to give our money to Jeff and you're going to buy them now? Or how is this working? Because everybody was like exchanging money last night. I'm like, I don't want to do that right now. Is everybody giving me money?
I'll give you money.
You can do it any way you want.
Okay.
I mean, you're the responsible one because you buy the ticket and then you take a picture of it and send it to us.
To you.
And
mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, I'll do it.
All
I
right.
just need to make sure everybody's in.
Okay. When's the drawing?
Tomorrow night.
All right.
And which one is that? Is that Powerball
or
is that Mega?
Powerball. We are doing Powerball. I don't know if I can do all of them because I get real confused. I don't even know how to buy
it.
Yes. All right. So we'll do Powerball.
How much are we're doing $5
each? $5
each,
but one person has to give $6 because I think it's $2 per line. So now that we have a different, yeah.
There's five.
Right. We're in.
But I just wanted to pass it along.
I'll bring cash tomorrow.
Because there are good people out there, you know, put good karma out there with that guy returning that money.
I know, right? Maybe that's a sign because of the timing that you're supposed to take that whole $350 and give it to Fritch to buy tickets.
That is. The world could be telling me.
Yeah.
I need Patty's $5 too, Jeff.
You got my last $5.
Yeah. Well, I'll get it tomorrow.
I'll Venmo you. Patty's $5. It's 8:41.
We never have cash. This is why it's such a bad idea.
I know it.
Well, we can Venmo it. Well, but okay. You carry cash. Do you make it a habit to carry cash with you?
No.
Yeah.
I never have money. Are you
kidding? I don't either.
I don't even have money in my bank account.
But I do try to have cash for, like, last night, you know, valet the car.
Yes.
Yeah, I totally forgot. Thought didn't even cross my mind.
How many valet guys are taking Venmo?
None. And yeah, they don't even take credit card to pay for valet,
yeah,
can
it's
you?
A cash business, right?
I think so.
That's why I went to the ATM yesterday.
So smart. So prepared.
Should have taken out more than $40.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.